to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we thank you once again for making us your choice all week long as you have many different things pulling at you throughout your drive home, throughout your afternoons. I am just grateful that you spend it with Kevin McCullough Radio and continuing to tell others to do so. In fact, if you're in the New York City area and you're not waking up with the Salem media outlets here, AM 570 The Mission or AM 970 The Answer, you're just missing out on a ton, especially if you're if you're a news talk junkie. In the Joe Piscopo show, which has had its biggest growth in its ratings since its inception in the last 12 months and just killing it in morning drive. I'm so grateful for those guys because they help they help set the table for the rest of us that follow afterwards. And of course, stay with us 24 hours a day because there's so much good that we've got coming your way. But I wanted to just real quickly, if you missed my segment with Kayleigh McEnany, just touch on this one last time. That report that I referred to, that Mexico and U.S. have made progress towards averting the tariffs, this is proof that the president's plan works, because we are this much closer to having Mexico take on all of that responsibility, stopping much of that immigration before it ever gets to our borders. And if this current plan goes through, that's going to be a huge thing. Now, what would we save some of that money and maybe spend it on? Well, how about this? For $35,000 a night, you could get a room with a view to view Earth from outer space. Big story today coming across the wires, the Independent in the UK. Talking about a space station opening soon for tourists. It'll cost about $50 million per trip to get there. But $35,000 a night, you can stay in the space station and wake up to a view of Mother Earth out your window. Now, see, that would be pretty exciting. But would it be as exciting as this headline? Alec Baldwin, according to Deadline.com, promising no more Donald Trump sketches. So done with the SNL Trump gig, I can't imagine that I would do it again. You know who's going to be really sad about that? Alec Baldwin. Because the Trump reincarnation is one of the best things that's happened to his career in a long time. Anyway, that's just on the sidebar there. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for spending your week with us and hope that you have a great weekend. We'll see you again Monday as we obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters.